Radio 4 Corner Shop Comedy in Fags, Mags and Bags. That's after a word from two people more suited to the science lab.
I'm Dr. Adam Rutherford.
I'm Professor Hannah Fry.
Together, we're investigating the issues that have you perplexed.
The things that you've always wondered, your everyday scientific mysteries.
Questions like, how do magnets even work?
And did aliens build the pyramids?
The answer to that is no. What about, can everyone picture images inside their mind?
Intriguingly, also no.
Your questions answered, and daredevil experiments too.
The new series of The Curious Cases of Rutherford and Fry on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds
continues on Tuesday morning at 11.
Now on Radio 4, the new curator of the Lenzie House of Wax is on the warpath.
Fags, Mags and Bags, written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCleary. Episode 3, Fool 5 Pencil Belter.
Dave, where have you been?
Oh, sorry I'm late. I got distracted at pause for thought. Wait till you hear this.
Can you not just tell me now?
Ramesh, pleased to be a trumpet.
Really?
Dave, you're the trumpet round here, you pure 2,000-piece jigsaw of a doofer.
I'm always the trumpet. It's more knackering than it looks. Plus, it's me that's delivering the news. You can't be your own trumpet. Caesar never trumpeted his way into the room. He got some wee goblin to do it.
You're not Caesar. What have you conquered?
Nothing. But I did invent a salad. The Dave salad.
Oh, God. The Dave salad. Blech. I couldn't go near it. It had raisins in it.
Oh, no. Who puts raisins in a salad?
Dave does, clearly. Ach, you've ruined my announcement.
Don't worry, Dave. I'll get you back on. Track.
Oh, good trumpet, Malcolm. I'll be getting my jotters.
Oh, thanks. What is jotters?
Right, here is the news. Brace yourselves, you might want to sit down for this.
Just say the goddamn thing, FFS.
FFS? Is that a furniture company? I imagine they're having a sale.
Sick!
All right, I'm just building the tension. Right. Woofed. I don't remember eating that. Right, two things. Second thing first, right? They've taken the circus posters off the windows at the Wax Museum and they're pressure washing the paving at the front, so something's afoot.
Ooh.
I know, right? But even bigger than that, Hilly Bewerdine has had a perm.
Huh? Hilly? Bewerdine? Perm? Had? Huh?
As I live and breathe.
You probably just mean a gentle wave, Dave.
What are you, Dr. Seuss? Because he's been cancelled for doing a racist cartoon.
I wish you would do a racist cartoon.
It wasn't a gentle wave, Dave, Talcum Malcolm. It was a full perm, a full five-pencil belter.
The full five-pencil belter?
I know what you mean. You could put five pencils into it. Mrs. Geggy, my math teacher, used to have one. She used to keep her rollies in there. Oh, she was as cool as.
Wow, five pencils in one perm. I can't wait to see this.
Wow. Wow! So this is Fags, Mags and Bags, is it? Wow! Can I just say that this shop really intrigues me?
Well, you certainly can, Mrs...
Don't assume her gender.
You just did. You just said her.
Bums! Don't tell Grebo. He'll cancel me. I mean, they'll cancel me.
I apologise for my gender assumptions.
Oh, no, that's all right. Work in progress. Rome wasn't built in a day. She, her. Mrs. Rocking Horse. Jemima Rocking Horse. She, her.
OMG, is that your actual name?
Don't be such a rude sausage.
Oh, no, it's fine. Your daughter's right. It is an unusual name. Quite the conversation starter, actually, like this one.
I'm not his daughter.
Sorry, niece then.
I'm a man. He, him.
I am so sorry. We're all learning, aren't we? Work in progress.
Shut up. You look like Prince.
Thanks.
Oh, you do look like Prince. That excites me. In fact, this whole shop excites me. All the colours, all the flavours. It's Prosecco o'clock. Chutney windmills, foam wizards. It's like a time machine into a more innocent world. Ooh, what's this? A tiny frog? Smiling? Made of chocolate? Is this the work of Lewis Carroll?
It's called a Freddo, you doofer.
Freddo? That intrigues me.
Sorry, are you reviewing my shop?
Are you the trip advisor?
Oh, no, no, no. Say hello to the new artistic director of the Lindsay House of Wax. You know, for the relaunch.
Oh.
Try one of these, everyone. They're delicious.
Oh, what are they?
Homemade brownies, made by my husband at home. They're to die for. Try one.
Don't mind if I...
Sorry?
Oh, sorry. This is my wife. Although that doesn't define her, she heard. She heard shortens popular phrases. It is an endearing affectation.
Yes, it excites me.
It's as exciting as get rid, end of, as and when.
Come on! The brownies won't eat themselves.
I'll have one.
What's the verdict? They're amazing, aren't they?
Moist?
Yes, very moist.
Certainly. Moistness to them.
They're better than sex, aren't they? Right. Would you mind awfully doing me an absolutely massive favour and putting up this poster for the relaunch in your shop window? Oh, is that a super soaker? How thrilling. How visceral. Wow, the super soaker excites me. Right, thanks. Love you to the moon and back. Gotta go. Dirty. Not my cup of.
A little bit dry.
Oh, they were dusty.
The taste of death?
What do you know of death?
This is the Fags, Mags and Bags, I am understanding.
It is, aye. Is that a German accent?
Yes, it is. You are getting full marks. And I am not meaning our discontinued currency.
It is a humour, and they say the Germans don't have a sense of the humour.
Could you please direct me to the chunky Kit Kat that Amy MacDonald has fingered?
What?
I've got this, Dad. Yes, this was Amy MacDonald's favourite shop when she was growing up, actually.
So which of these chunky Kit Kats did Amy MacDonald finger?
I
got this, Dad. Well, it wasn't actually these actual chunky Kit Kats, actually, but chunky Kit Kats were her Saturday treat, and it was this section of the chocolate stanchion that she got them from.
Then I will buy all the chunky Kit Kats. I cannot be Amy MacDonald's friend, but I can connect with her in this way. I believe that a part of Amy MacDonald's spirit still resides in this chocolate stanchion. And traces of her DNA. I will place a chunky Kit Kat in the hand of her likeness in the Lindsay House of Wax, I think.
Good idea. Good as ideas. So, that's 4 Ritter Sports.
Humberda.
And 10 chunky Kit Kats.
Humberda.
That's £11.05, please.
Thank you. I am feeling so much closer to Amy now. Gangway, everybody.
Alok, explain.
Come on, Dad. 11 quid of chocolate sold in a oneer. This is solid gold.
But it is lies. You're telling lies, Alok.
Aye. Amy MacDonald's never set foot in this shop, let alone fingered a chunky Kit Kat. We did have Paul Coyot in once, but he never fingered any chocolates. He was after directions to the time capsule in Monklands. This was pre-sat-nav, you understand. And I says to him, Coyot, I says, you're barking up the wrong tree, you're in Lindsay. And he says, sorry, but my wife Debbie Greenwood was doing the map reading and she got distracted by a bumbler. In retrospect, I think he just said Debbie because he knew her name because she was his wife, but I put two and two together. He ended up just buying 2 Rubicon mangoes because his AC wasn't working. What were we talking about again?
Dave, how long have you been sitting on that story? Solid gold. That's going straight onto Wiki.
Where are you going, son?
Cash and carry. 6 flat packs of Paul Coyot Rubicon Mango. They're gonna fly off the shelves.
Hello, Ramesh. Hello, everyone.
A round of cricket applause, please, for Hilly's excellent hair.
Oh, thanks. Quite proud of it. Still getting used to it. So are all my creatures. Selma Hayek, the salamander, hissed at me.
Give us a twirl, Anthea.
Go on, then. romped over your carousel with my massive do.
Well, I enjoyed it. It was most dramatic. Like a Leo Sayer turning around in a small independent optician's.
OMG! Hilly, what the hell do you think you're playing at?
I didn't mean it. It was an accident. I'm finding it very hard to judge distances with my new hair.
Well, that's your fault for being a racist. Hashtag cultural appropriation.
What?
You don't get to have an afro. You never sat on a segregated bus.
Afro? It's not an afro.
And anyway, son, Rosa Parks never had an afro. She had a nice side parting.
I know. That's because she had to tie it back because of dicks like you.
What did I do?
I don't mean you, Dave. Although, you are a dick. I mean the man. Women suffered because of their afros. You didn't suffer, Hilly. Cultural appropriation. You're getting cancelled.
It's not an afro, Sanjay. It's my natural hair.
Aye, very good.
So it's not a perm?
No, it's natural. I've just let it grow out during lockdown. I go through 5 pairs of ceramic hair straighteners a year normally. Just fancied a change.
As if a white person could grow that.
Huh, now who is being racist?
That's allowed, Dad. I'm punching up. I'm speaking truth to power.
I'm not racist. I'm on the Facebook group that's campaigning for Rusty Lee to be the next Doctor Who.
All right, so Rusty Lee needs your permission to be the next Doctor Who, does she? Well, seeing you didn't ask her permission to steal her hairstyle.
Rusty Lee doesn't have an afro either. It's more like a cheeky bob, although it may be a syrup.
Doesn't matter. It's still cultural appropriation and you're still getting cancelled.
I'm not appropriating anything. This is natural. Everyone in my family has curly hair. My cousin's B.A. Robertson, for God's sake.
What?
Who's B.A. Robertson? Another racist?
No, ya doofer. It's him out of the A-team. I'm getting on no plane, fool.
OMG! You don't get to say that! Cultural appropriation.
Wrong B.A., son. That was Barakas. The B.A. stood for bad attitude. We're talking B.A. Robertson, the singer-songwriter who hailed from the Glasgow area. His chart hits include Bang Bang,
The Mighty Fall,
To be or not to be,
my lover, in handbag or in paper cover,
and Maggie,
so far, so good.
He also wrote the theme to the multicoloured swap shop.
Swap shop, do 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 do, brown sauce.
And We Have a Dream, Scotland World Cup squad 82.
And he's passing the ball to me.
You don't say.
And he wrote Carrying Wired for Sound for Cliff Richard.
I like small speakers. I like tall speakers. Nobody?
No.
What has any of this have to do with Hilly being a big Afro-appropriating racist?
Because, Sanjay, aside from being the most Glasgow-faced man in existence, B.A. Robertson had a lovely, luxurious swoop of curly hair and, as has just been sensationally revealed, is a cousin of Hilly Bewerdine of this parish.
So what does the B.A. stand for? Big Afro? Racist.
It's not an afro.
So, Hilly, related to Scottish pop royalty. Quite the revelation. You kept that under your hat, huh? Literally.
I know.
Well, I wasn't mad keen on Wired for Sound. Bit of an embarrassment for the family, that. No one went near him at Colin's christening. Although, to be fair, BA's never had to put his hand in his pocket for a speaker since. House is full of them.
Follow me now, with your eyes and your mind, as we enter the famous Fags, Mags and Bags. If you look closely into the window, you may be able to see the super soaker that Sean Connery suggested should be used in Thunderball.
OMG, why are you wearing a Janet Jackson headset? Cultural appropriation.
I'm sorry, who are you talking to?
Ah, Ramesh Maju. Please, say hello to the Lindsay House of Wax Tour. They're all sitting in the coach outside because COVID.
Oh, right. Hello, Lindsay House of Wax Tour.
Would you mind standing in entrance so they can take a picture?
Why would they want a picture of me?
Why would they not want a picture of the man who sold Midura's first Vianetta?
Sorry?
Remember, Dad? You sold Midura's first Vianetta? And it inspired him to write his massive hit.
What, Feed the World?
No, Vienna.
Can I have 20 Viennettas, please? Oh, and a couple of Rubicon mangoes as well.
All right, got a couple of Paul Coyer fans on your tour.
No, the AC's busted.
So that's
4 Jim Diamond sweetie necklaces.
I have to stress they're not real diamonds.
But the problem, it is enough that he is buying his sweetie necklaces from your concern.
That's £2.40.
Merci beaucoup.
And that's us out of sweetie necklaces. What a week, eh, Dad?
Oh, I have to say, son, this has been the busiest week in many a Sparrow's Moon. But I have sold these items knowing full well that Jim Diamond has never set foot in this shop. I should have known better.
Oh, dry your eyes, Dad. Look at the till receipts. Look how happy Jean-Michel was.
It was Pierre.
Och, whatever. Grinning he was, from ear to ear, thinking he's got a piece of Jim Diamond. Where's the harm? Can you forgive me?
Aye, 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 aye. Just Toblerone my elbow.
Yeah, you should have known better. I don't know, look, I still feel morally compromised.
Dad, when a gran takes a picture of Julia Roberts to the hairdressers and says, make me look like Julia Roberts, they have a stab at it, knowing full well that the best they can manage is Harriet Harman. But they don't tell the gran that, do they? They don't burst the gran's bubble.
Yeah, but the difference in your sprawling analogy is that the hairdresser never suggested that the gran looked like Julia Roberts in the first place.
Unless Julia Roberts' gran came in, they might say it then.
It's all semantics. Everyone's a winner.
Baby, that's the truth. Right, I need 12 pencils, stat. That means right away. Sorry, I've been binging Chicago Hope. I did try Chicago Fire because I like the Chicago franchise, but it didn't have as much hospitals, so...
I like the Housewives of Chicago. That's my favourite and best. I watch it with Grebo lying on top of me. We don't do anything. He just lies on top of me.
What do you need 12 pencils for, Hilly? The 12 pencil challenge. What's the 12 pencil challenge?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. Second things first, I brought muffins.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
You really shouldn't have.
Is it all right if I save mine for a cup of tea later?
No, I've just unsealed the airtight container. There's a limited freshness window. I insist.
All right. Okay.
So, what do we all think?
It's moist.
Very moist. It's on the moist spectrum, certainly.
Is that courgette?
Well spotted! Philip's idea. It's a sound clash, but, you know, with flavour. Something different, isn't it?
Ah, yes, changes and changes as good as the rest, yes. Yes, you can do mine if you like.
I'm glad you like them. Make sure and finish every last delicious bit. There's love in those muffins. Now, what the hell do you think you're playing at?
Sorry?
You're not a gift shop.
Well, we are kind of a gift shop. We have a limited range of fancy goods.
But you're not the Lindsay House of Wax gift shop.
I never said we were.
You have been using fraudulent backstories based on my wax celebrities to shift your stock. Meanwhile, my Lulu... Well, mouse mats go unsold. And I'm not having it.
What do you mean, fraudulent? It's not fraudulent.
So you mean to say Richard Wilson came in here and bought some I can't believe it's not butter, and that begat his catchphrase?
Might be true. You don't know that.
And I suppose Martin Compson actually buys his chomps in here to distribute to the crew of Line of Duty when they're on a night shoot, to give them a lift.
Yes. And that's why they call him Martin Chompston.
They do not call him Martin Chompston. I think I know my waxworks. I want it to stop. Do you understand?
Excuse me, Mrs. Woman. I was being served then.
Well, I'm sorry, Hilly, but we're all sold out of pencils.
That's right, Hilly. Thing is, the famous Glasgow chanteuse Claire Grogan used to buy her pencils from this shop because she used to have to write a pile of birthday cards after her famous hit.
Don't talk to me about love.
No, Dave. Happy birthday. So I'm afraid all the Grogan fans have hoovered up the pencils. Cha-ching.
I have a wax Grogan and I haven't shifted a single pencil. You'll be hearing from me.
What kind of animal puts courgette in a muffin?
That went on my shoe, Dave Leg.
Racist!
What time is it, Dave?
You asked me that 5 minutes ago. Why don't you just add 5 minutes to my previous response?
Wouldn't it have been quicker just to tell me?
Oh, boy, stop squabbling. The atmosphere is as thick as. You could cut it with a...
Sorry, but there hasn't been a customer for 4 hours. I'm getting very antsy in my pansies.
Oh, wait, call off the search. Here comes Mrs. Begg. I can see the tip of a Cleopatra bob bobbing in the wind. Oh, bob, bobbing. Maybe that's why it's called a bob, because it bobs. I always thought it was named after Bob Paisley.
Oh, did he have a bob?
No, that was the one flaw in my theory.
Fairly sizable flaw, Dave. TB. H.
I will prepare Mrs. Begg's chomp and a grazie.
Wait a minute there, Ramesh. What's going on? She's already got a chomp and a grazie.
You sure?
Aye. I can see them poking out of an incredibly flimsy blue and white semi-transparent carrier bag. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Does that mean...
Yes! She has been to Aladdin's Fancy Goods! Mrs. Begg! Mrs. Begg!
I'm not talking to you!
Where did you get that chomp and a grazie?
Aladdin's.
But he's my oldest and most disreputable rival!
Aye, and he lets his cat sit on the rolls.
Yes, well, at least he's not a racist.
Who is a racist?
You are, Ramesh Marju.
I'm not a racist! How can I be a racist?
Well, you serve racists. You're enabling them. And that's just as bad in my books.
But I don't...
I'm not talking to you!
What is happening?
Bishop, what are you doing down there? A dog squatted there not half an hour ago.
Oh, I've been spotted.
Is everything all right, Bishop? Why are you crawling along the pavement?
Well, I dropped a contact lens. Yeah, that's it.
You don't have the contacts, your bish. You had the laser eye surgery.
No, I never. You must have got me confused with Imam Hack.
You're kidding. Imam Hack? He's got glasses like the bottoms of two Coke bottles. He looks like Penfold off Danger Mouse.
Bums.
No, it was definitely you. You dipped your hand in the roof fund, remember? Remember, you said, what's the point of the church having a smashing roof if the bishop can't even see the bastard thing?
Well, I suppose to be fair, that does sound like the sort of thing I would say. All right, you've caught me. Fair enough. Fair play. Cards on the table. I was crawling past the shop because I didn't want to come into your shop. I didn't want you lot to see me not coming into your shop because you're racist.
Who is saying that I'm racist?
I mean, who isn't saying it? Facebook? Mumsnet? TikTok? TripAdvisor? Phil and Holly, Loose Women, Dictionary Corner, that fox from the bingo adverts, even the parish newsletter. I shouldn't even be talking to you. It's bad for the brand, you know. Catholicism. Anyway, drop me a line when you're not racist anymore.
Sanjay!
It wasn't me, Dad!
Oh, come on. You wanted to cancel Hilly, and now you've cancelled the shop, your own father's shop?
Dad! Why would I cancel the shop? This is where I get my free calippos.
That is where the calippos have been going? I thought we had a bloody thirsty fox.
I'm telling you, Dad, it isn't me.
You're just after admitting you've been lifting calippos.
I mean, it isn't me that's cancelled the shop, you doofus turdoid. Right, let's see. TripAdvisor, right. RE, Fags, Mags and Bags, Lindsay. Avoid this concern at all costs. The range of merchandise excites me, but the sickening pandering to racists is a turn-off. White people with afros, what is this? 1975 cultural appropriation.
Sanjay!
It wasn't me, Dad! Facebook, this shop, which initially intrigued, unfortunately has an intriguing attitude to race relations. One has to ask oneself, is there an actual Uncle Ben? And does his estate receive fair remuneration?
Hairy hats!
Mumsnet, don't visit this shop. One has to ask oneself, is there an actual Mr. Kipling? And does his estate receive fair remuneration?
Wait a minute, huh? Is Mr. Kipling a person of colour? In my mind, he was a cross between G.R. Hartley and the man from This Thing Del Monte.
Are you assuming he isn't a person of colour? Racist.
So it is bloody you then, Sanjay.
Hold the bus there, Ramesh. I know who this is. Read on a bit. Why would anyone buy these corporate, mass-produced, sterile, processed baked goods anyway, when with a little imagination, they can make their own cherry bakewells with anchovies?
Ugh!
Right. Right, Jemima, this thing, puddle duck. I want a word with you.
Sorry, I haven't got time to talk to racist enablers. The gift shop is very busy and was short-handed because Janice got pinged.
But if it... You are selling junky Kit Kats?
Yes. Apparently Amy McDonald's a fan. That's right, isn't it?
Oh, dear. That was my son's doing.
Very devious. Quite creative, though. He excites me. But your son's doings threaten the long-term viability of my gift shop. So I'm sorry, but the gloves had to come off.
Yes, well, your doings have not only threatened the long-term...
viability?
Yes, viability of my shop, but also very publicly and very wrongly labelled a perfectly innocent person as a Ronnie racist. I have been to visit Hilly in her safe house, well, her sister's caravan, and she is covered in egg.
Is she? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you started the war.
Well, my idiot son started the war, but perhaps we can find a way to finish it?
Morning, everyone, and welcome any newcomers to the Lenzi House of Wax. As you know, we are unveiling a new addition to the Wax Pantheon, and I'm sure it will excite and intrigue you as much as it does me.
Is it Lena Martell?
All will be revealed, Lena. Please welcome the new PR director of Lenzi House of Wax, who I'm delighted to say is Asian, and a local Lenzi Asian boy who is Asian. Asian Majul. Sorry, a lock Asian. Sorry, a lock Majul.
What Asians?
Thanks, actually. Well, I'm very pleased to announce that our new waxwork has a very strong Lenzi connection, which has actually brought the man himself to unveil his own wax likeness.
Ach, bums.
Please welcome Glasgow's finest, the wax B.A. Robertson, and B.A. Robertson in the meat flesh. Jemima, pull the rope.
Oh, is that me, sauce?
Ooh.
Oh.
Nothing? Okay, thank you for welcoming me to Lenzi, your beautiful town, for this amazing honour. I mean, last time I was here, I was staying with my cousin Hilly's family when my parents went on a booze cruise. It was a thing. And speaking of Hilly, actually, come on up here, guys.
Boo!
Stop booing. She's not Sheena Easton. Right, I want to set the record straight. Neither of us have an afro, right? Our family have genetically curly hair. Not an ounce of perming fluid has been near either of these Barnetts. They are naturally voluminous and buoyant. And to prove this, Hilly and I are now going to attempt the 12 pencil challenge.
Right, here we go. Insert the first pencil, Brian.
B.A. Hilly, I'm working here.
Oh, sorry.
That's one pencil.
Two, three.
Don't forget to get your B.A. Robertson pencils in the gift shop. 2B or not 2B.
Hot Moses.
And don't forget to pop into the cafe to enjoy some delicious Molly Weir shortbread with venison chunks.
Ooh, disgusting!
Recess!
Fags, Mags and Bags with Ramesh, played by Sanjeev Kohli, Dave by Donald McCleary, Sanjay by Omar Raza, Alok by Sushil Kumar, Malcolm by Mina Anwar, Jemima Rocking Horse by Julie Wilson-Nimmo, Mrs. Begg by Marjorie Hogarth, Hilly by Kate Brailsford, Bishop Briggs by Michael Redmond, and B.A. Robertson by Gavin Mitchell, with other voices supplied by the cast. The producer was Gus Beattie. Fags, Mags and Bags is a Comedy Unit production for BBC Radio 4.
And you can, of course, find more episodes of Fags, Mags and Bags on BBC Sounds. The Last of Us.